Guitar
is
hero.
A more general term.
Yeah, the dongle.
Dongle is anything that dangles but is secured. It's like a secured dangle. It's a dongle.
Some dongles dangle free, though. What and you can totally... Like, the Guitar Hero controller dangle, you could lose
like
that.
Like, anything can dangle, right? Like, anything anything could coincidentally just start dangling.
Yeah,
but when it is a device intended to dangle,
it's a dongle.
Then it is a dongle. That is my...
Is
a guitar a dongle?
Update the
wiki. No, the dongle that
you have like the strap. It's intended to dangle.
Because
is it not?
The guitar is pretty rigid. You know, it doesn't really dangle. It hangs.
Yeah.
Okay. I see the difference.
It has to have some flop to it.
Uh-huh. And it helps if it's bulbous, like this mic. Kind of how
yeah.
we show.
Like for I know what all the dirty minds at home are. I know what Rocco's thinking too.
What am I thinking?
Is a penis a dongle?
Why you
no?
Why would you think that?
I don't know why Rocco's thinking that.
I don't think
that. A penis can dangle, but I believe because it is not detachable,
it is not a dongle.
No, but here's the thing.
But it is a dong.
That's true.
It is a dong.
Get rid of that.
It's a dangle.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Really though, a dongle. The true purpose of a dongle is that it's something that hangs from where it needs to be, and it has connections for you to use. It's there. And
it connects and disconnects.
A penis does not do that.
A penis
so
does
really,
not connect
if,
and disconnect.
If we're talking genitalia, what is a dongle? If an older woman had like a kind of a hanging vagina.
Oh my god.
That is
what
a dongle. Because it just hangs there and it can connect to it.
But I did not foresee these
thoughts.
You
can't detach that, though. That can't connect.
Yeah, that's right. I'm always thinking outside what you think I'm thinking.
What the fuck are you
Welcome to Podcast
404.
If it seemed like the conversation was a little broken, oh, that's right. You got a 404 error.
Damn.
Whoa.
Theme song. Swing on, get on the fake from it. Yeah, we hang from it. The doors are those who try to strangle and mangle the truth. Cause the circle of hatred continues unless we react. We gotta take the power back. We gotta take the power back. Come on, come on. We gotta take.
Whoa.
Welcome back. We
Welcome
just did
back.
A cool theme song. What was
that
the theme song?
That theme song was, it was either. Tongue Tied by Group Love, and I'm gonna let Sean decide, or
Thank
Take
you.
No Prisoners by Megadeth.
Oh wow.
So,
damn.
Use them both.
Yeah.
Mash them up. Do a little Super Mash Brothers kind of deal.
How's it looking? Are we tight?
I want to make sure it was recording audio. I think it should be Jingle Bells, just the straight up Christmas song Jingle Bells, but you say the word dongle over every
Isn't
jingle.
Isn't there a song dongle that's bells. A Christmas thing like jingle, 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 and then
no, you made that
make
up.
It up,
dongle, dongle.
Nope.
Pretty sure it does that.
No,
Santa
crazy.
Claus is coming to town.
Watching too much Olympics.
Jingle,
sure,
jangle.
Sure
you're
one.
Crazy.
I'm pretty sure it's that. It's crazy. The Burgermeister Meisterburger singing that one.
Wow,
you know,
he's pretty sure.
What?
What?
You ever watch that one?
Who?
Santa Claus is coming to town, a classic Christmas story.
You're digging yourself into
with the Burgermeister Meisterburger?
Right. No.
Is that, you mean Heat Miser?
No! Okay.
I know the Heat Miser.
They're saying these words. It's like a foreign language.
Burgermeister Meister?
Burgermeister Meisterburger is the guy's name in this Christmas special.
And
what Christmas special?
Santa Claus is coming to town!
It's an. It's
no.
Fucking.
That doesn't exist.
August right now.
Yeah!
I don't.
All right, anyways.
I don't know.
Dongles. There
we're
going
to be talking No Man's Sky this podcast. We're going to be talking, what, Power Morphicon?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Let's
Absolutely.
Start.
Well,
let's start
so,
out
wait,
the gate.
So your dick is detachable.
Actually, I do have a dongle.
You do have a dongle.
I do have a dongle.
Let's talk Power Morphicon. Don't make him wait in suspense.
Okay, so.
Did you have a panel?
Yes.
He did.
Yes.
Let's talk the Power Morphicon.
50, 50, 50, 50,
okay.
I know 50. This is unofficial Mega 64. This is technically Rocco B64 personal channel stuff.
Yes.
B-boy style.
Let's share it. I know you're excited to share it.
Okay, so real quick, just a real quick rundown of Power Morphicon. I get there. They offered me, the people who run this con know me, and they ask if every year if I want, or they do it every 2 years, if I want a panel. Okay.
They
and
can't,
then,
wait, hold on. They can't do it annually?
No.
All right.
So every 2 years, they do this convention, and they're like, yeah, if you want your own slot, go for it. Okay, there it is. You have your panel. But they know, like, I can, like, talk publicly, and so they're like, can you help MC a couple things? You know, would you want to do that? And I'm always like, hell yeah, I'm down to help out.
He's a helper.
Because honestly, the panels that they have had me MC are things that no one approachable remembers or knows.
Yeah.
So it's like VR Troopers. No one can tell you anything about that. Well, I'm up there going like, oh my God, you guys, we have Doom Master. The guy who played Doom Master is here. Which, by the way, the guy who played Doom Master, yeah, you thought he was gone and out of work? No, he was Colossus in Deadpool. Yeah. They motion captured him. Wow. Anyway. Okay. So, okay.
Wait.
See Deadpool?
The only I hear Colossus is like one of the main threads throughout all the Marvel movies.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, that's his new career.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, cool. Yeah, he's Colossus. So
he said that in such a way that's like, is it not impressive that I know these things?
Yeah. So, anyway.
He loves VR Troopers. That's old news. He tells us that every time.
So, anyway, so I did that panel. Well, they said, actually, could you help with, we need someone to help. There's always a couple moderators or a couple people running each panel. Yeah. They were like, can you help run the Power Rangers Time Force panel? I was like, oh, okay. Now, that show is around where I stopped really regularly watching it.
Uh-oh.
Like, I have a real fondness for the old shows, but that's where I stopped.
You fell off there.
So I kind of remember watching some of it, but I was like, whatever, someone else will help me, so it'll be, you know, I can improvise, it'll be fine. I get there, the other moderator goes, oh my God, dude, my voice is gone. You're going solo. Bye.
What?
That dude, he'd never seen it.
No, trust me, he'd seen it. But anyway, he left, and so I'm just on stage. So this is, you're getting a kick out of this. I'm backstage waiting on, like, okay, when does it start? Are all the people here? I don't know what the guests are on this panel. And I'm standing back there, and there's an older guy, and he was the villain in the show. And you know I remember things, obscure
weird
things,
shit. Yeah.
People who were in the background of a B-movie.
Yeah,
right.
This guy is Vernon Wells. He was the villain in fucking Commando. He was Bennett.
Oh,
he was the
Bennett?
Other soldier that Arnold fought.
Arnold whispers, fuck you. Yeah. He whispers, fuck you to Bennett.
And what does he say? He throws a pipe and the steam goes through him and he says, like, let off some steam or something?
There's a lot of
spoiler.
That's the guy.
He spoiled the end of Commando.
He's in Commando. He was in Interspace. He was, like, the head bad guy. He's in a bunch of stuff.
Wow. Is he a bad guy in real life?
So I brought those up. I brought those up and he's like, I said, like, just to make sure, are you in those things? And he was like, and Road Warrior. He was a villain in Road Warrior.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's Wes. He's Wes.
Oh, good old Wes.
Which one was Wes?
Wait, so what's his... And who is he in Power Rangers?
He was a villain in just that season.
Okay.
Like,
he was like the Lord Zedd?
Yeah, basically.
I see.
Just for a little bit. So anyway, he was standing backstage, and he was being really like... And then he goes up on stage, and he like flipped him off, and then walked back off.
He did his thing.
And I was like, what is this? And he goes, you know, what I found, when I'm nice to them, they ask what's wrong. And when I insult them, they smile. And he was like, he walked on stage.
Wow,
and right. So he was like, it was great.
That's my method with the podcast.
True.
That's wonderful. Yeah. On the same wavelength. Cool.
So anyway, he was funny. But anyway, so they all went on, so everybody came out on stage. But I don't know, I didn't know who was on the panel, so they were like, I was just coming up with shit off my head. I was like, Back to the Future sucks. Time Force was the best. I was like, I was just making shit up. And so they came out on stage and waved to everybody. And I was just like, yeah, well, let's go. And so I honestly tried to get it to hit so he would tell stories about Commando. So I bring it up. They talked about like being there for like 10 minutes. And I was like, great. Well, we've talked about Power Rangers long enough. Let's get some Commando stories. We're going to go to Vernon. And he was like, no, we're here for this. They kept parlaying it back. But I'm like, no, I really want to talk about Commando. But okay, all right. And so then they just did Q&A. It was fine after that. For about 10 minutes, it was tense.
Save it for Commando Con, man.
Yeah, Rocco.
Con Mando. I'll be there.
Boo. So I felt... So you had a... You were thrown in a situation in front of a crowd. Did you wish that you watched that season? I mean, obviously. I mean, the one season you stopped watching, and that's the one that you
No, that's fine.
Okay.
No regrets.
Time Force is...
This guy's comfortable in his Power Rangers fandom. He has nothing to prove.
How's your own panel go?
My own panel? Okay, so it was... I opened it. I played a Rage Against the Machine song. And I came out and I just talked about like filmmaking and how...
Yeah, what Rage song was it?
Take the Power Back.
Nice.
And when it, and once it said, once the song said "Take the Power Back," I cut the music and I said "From Hollywood" because they're silencing directors with a voice. And so what?
You had a big turnout.
So yeah, cool. Yeah, it was cool.
What did the six people at your panel think?
No, there was like 12. And
hey, to be fair,
it was literally. Hey, they literally put me at the end of everything. Like everything at that con had ended.
Uh huh.
To the point that during Q&A, like, security was, like, in the room, like, what is this?
Oh, man.
So,
we
anyway.
Go home.
So, it was fun. It was fun, and I showed some stuff I'm going to put online later or whatever, but it was perfect because then once it was all over, everything had closed down. I go to my car, and they literally locked up the entire, the parking structure.
Oh,
so, my car was locked in there, and I'm like, what's going on? And some fan was with someone who had come to the panel.
Yeah.
He flew down from Ontario, Canada,
or
Toronto, or I don't. Yeah,
it's that
yeah,
Toronto.
Is, yeah, Toronto. Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
It's every other year.
For that convention, and he had a Mega 64 shirt and everything. And anyway, he was there, and he was like, "You can't get to your car." What? And I was like, "No." And hey, Julio, if you're watching, this guy helped me. We both went around the building to try to find ways in the structure. And we found an emergency exit that was left open.
Oh.
And we were like, okay, so we'll get in. And so we went in. I couldn't quite place what he was saying, but he was kind of like, I don't know if you can get out of here. Like, there's a number you can call, but it's closed down. It's like, oh, well, I'm getting out of here. So I'm not staying. And we're looking, and so this guy is with me, Julio.
Yeah.
This guy is with me just like, man, I'm really sorry. It's like, you didn't do this. Yeah. I'm like opening my car. I found an extra snapback. I was like, you want a free snapback? Yeah, okay, all right. So we're just like, I'm trying to figure out.
By your car.
And I'm looking, and I'm like, that emergency exit, I think we can fit through that.
In your
car? I think I can drive out. I think I can drive through that.
What? What the fuck?
Yeah.
Is there any way we can go, and I'm saying this, and the guy who's working there is like, I don't even know if this goes out to the street, though, like, going through that way. I don't know if that's going out to the street. I'll find a way to get out to the street. Yeah. I don't know if you can. I'll find a way. And so I get in my car. Julio is like, well, good luck. Bye. And I'm like, do you need a ride back to the convention center? Yeah, sure. All right, hop in. And
He sits there. Start the car.
I start the engine. I pull around, and it's one of those perfect like movie moments. And as soon as I start driving towards the exit, the song that was on my iPhone from the panel kicks in. Bam, bam. We gotta take the power back. Boom, 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 boom. All right, we made it through. All right, ba-da-da. Wait, there's a barricade there. No, you can zig around it. Bam, 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 bam.
Oh my God.
And so then I pulled up the convention center. And that guy was like, "No one's gonna believe the night I had."
Your car's not small either.
Yeah, no, it wasn't. Yeah. It was a big. It was yeah. Big so anyway. So, Julio, thank you for guiding me on that journey. I wouldn't have had the confidence on my own.
Yeah.
You pushed me to the next level. So, thank you, Julio.
You made him better.
So, yeah, he was just like, this was the weirdest night.
Yeah.
What? Did this really happen?
No.
He told me he was...
What's a dream?
His plans fell through with... Or something with where he was staying or something like that. And he had nothing to do until 5 in the morning.
Oh.
Because 5 was when like something opened and he could go there. Oh, I don't remember what the deal was.
A homeless shelter.
But,
yeah.
It
sounds like a unthought out plan.
But I don't know what happened.
That's fine, I don't figure it out.
So it was like, yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was like, what are you doing? What are you going to do now? I have a ticket for like a 12:50 showing of Suicide Squad, so that'll kill a couple hours. It's like, all right, have fun. So anyway.
Go to Denny's. And
you guys didn't like go to the beach and like, you know, just...
How do you top escaping?
No,
the,
I'm gonna visit him in Canada.
Parking structure. You can't top that.
No. Yeah, exactly.
It's true.
He probably just went home after that. He was like, it's not gonna be that fun.
High note.
Yeah.
Cool.
How was Pasadena? Anyway. I remember it being a nice part of town up there.
There's
some, like, nice restaurants around the convention center.
Hmm?
Drive up.
How does it stack up against other convention centers? What's the nicest convention center we've been to across the country?
Ooh,
good nicest question. Convention center. I always
you
find...
You know what? I'm going to say, I'm going to throw right out there.
Okay.
Atlanta Convention Center, right down Olympic Park.
That was a really nice Olympic convention center.
World of Coke is there.
Yeah, I didn't visit that.
CNN was there. Yeah, that, Cartoon Network that, was right there. Too bad the convention stank.
Oh, wow.
The convention center was really cool.
I really like the Seattle convention center.
The guys who run that are fans.
Well, we're good.
Yeah.
I'm glad.
He's not...
It's like that Power Ranger villain. Derek knows how to handle the
Oh, audience. Yeah, he's making him smile right now.
I know he's smiling.
Give him some shit.
No, I really like the convention center at MomoCon. Because all the stuff outside the convention center was right there. So, that's my vote. Anybody else? They got the aquarium
there?
Seattle's
pretty cool. Yeah.
What is so cool about the Seattle Convention
There's Center? There's a fucking subway on the first floor.
There's a subway on the first floor.
They got a great place. A
lot of coffee around there.
Yeah, the first floor is like a shopping mall.
I find that you guys are so easily impressed.
Yeah, easy.
The Chicago one was nice, and I think the Boston one is nice.
Yeah.
The Boston one is structured really nice.
It is set up well.
Yeah, but they don't have a subway on the first floor, which is nicer than the best aquarium in America and the World of Coke Museum. Anyways, just thought.
Anyways.
Welcome to Megacity's 4 Podcast.
Tell us what you think.
Tell us what you think. Do you like our show? Do you hate our show?
Tell us, and maybe we won't do the show.
Yeah.
We'll put a 1 in the chat.
Hey, real quick, before we started, we were talking about No Man's Sky.
Yeah.
We have a few things to talk about with that. One, we did a video about it.
That's right.
We did a video.
Let's talk about that.
No Planets Left in No Man's Sky.
Let's talk about that video.
And that was a cool vid.
It was.
I think that was the best After Effects they ever had in a video.
Yeah, the special effects and color stuff was rad.
I think Derek killed it on that one.
It did look like the game. That was impressive.
Someone in the comments didn't like the effects and said go to film school.
That's great.
Wow. So cool. What do you think? Should we go?
Let's constructive criticism.
You know what? If you give a gift to somebody and they don't take the gift, who does the gift belong to?
Ooh, I don't know.
You? Is it for you? Everyone else?
Mother Gaia.
I will say that of every single day we've ever filmed...
Guess we're just going to move on. All right, go ahead.
Every day that we've ever filmed in any video, that was the hottest I've ever been. That...
Really?
You honestly didn't really complain about it.
Well, you guys, sometimes you just gotta suck up and do it.
Did it make you a better actor, though? Because on other planets, you're closer to the sun, the atmosphere is all fucked up. You gotta feel it.
That's right, I felt it. It was that was a motorcycle racing suit that I was wearing, and it was so hot, so hot. But that was a lot of fun. I like being an astronaut, guys.
Were you nude inside that suit?
No, which I should have been because when I took it off, it was like I was dripping. I was soaked. I should have my clothes.
Yeah,
were ruined.
You just want to get your skin on that.
Did your suit have it set up like an astronaut's where you could like poo and pee in it?
No, I didn't have the option.
Did you try anything? No, all the poo and the pee.
No, I had no pee. I had no pee left. I sweated it all out. It was all gone.
Sweated it all out.
It's all gone.
Hey, Derek.
Yeah. When you give a gift to someone and they don't want the gift, who does the gift belong to? I want to know.
The Watchman.
If you try to give a gift to somebody and they don't accept the gift, who does the gift belong to?
I don't know.
You keep it for yourself.
Oh.
If you try to give an insult to somebody, if you're angry at them and they don't accept it, who does that gift belong to? You're the one who burns, not me.
Oh, wow.
Thank you. Thank you, Eric, for bringing it back.
I was just curious.
It's burning, baby.
I wanted to know. You're the one who burns.
It's getting a little philosophical. I'm glad people like the effects on that video. I did the effects, so to me they look crappy. I still see Sean on the green screen. But,
I suspend disbelief.
You know, I will say, we wrote this video before No Man's Sky had come out, obviously. Mm. We had been planning on having it come out the day the game came out, and so we had to base everything for the video off of preview stuff and interviews and stuff we had read, and so looks like we got some details wrong about No Man's Sky.
Well, I think we did. Yeah, we did.
But not really our fault, because... No Man's Sky didn't deliver what they said was going to be in the game.
That's the problem. That's the problem.
So, it puts us in a particular situation. Because, years... As time goes on and people just come to know No Man's Sky for the game it is, they're going to watch our video and be like, this doesn't really make any sense, because you can't shoot people in No Man's Sky.
You can't see each other.
You can't see each other, but even.
No one knew that, obviously, going into it.
Well, that sucks.
I bet there's a bunch of people in the chat who are like, oh, I knew that. I thought you'd be able to see each other.
They said you'd be able to see each other. Yeah. I think that's just broken.
But they could fix that.
I don't think they're going to fix it.
You don't think so?
I think they're changing their stance. Their Pokemon Go style. Yeah, I think they're just going to
take features out.
Yeah.
But
it's Pokemon Go style.
Pokemon Go style.
You know,
to be fair about Pokemon Go, they've updated it recently, and I feel like they added like a lot of good stuff.
They did. They
just
so
work in progress.
We're gonna stand by our video. We're gonna leave it up. It's a testament to what No Man's Sky was supposed to be.
And they never did. Did they say you could shoot other people? I didn't know if they did. Too.
They said there's combat, and you shoot robots.
But they didn't say you could shoot other people.
But that was part of the joke.
That was a joke.
The part seeing somebody else, we thought you could do the shooting. We thought, oh, if you can't do it, fuck it. Who cares? It's funny.
It doesn't affect the comedy to me. What?
You should do a director's cut, like in 6 months after it's been patched, like a dozen times.
Wait, like 25 years, like Blade Runner.
You know what? There's this smoking gun clip going around. And I've never met the people who made the game. I don't want to throw them under the bus. But there's a clip from, maybe it's the creator of the game, went on Colbert Report. And Stephen Colbert, no, he went on. What's he hosting right now? What's Stephen Colbert hosting right now?
The Late Show, whatever. He went on the new Colbert Report.
And Stephen Colbert asked him, like, so, what will you look like? What does your character look like in this game? And his response was, you can't see your character in this game. You'll only be able to see yourself when other people see you.
I forget the name of the channel that put that video together of, like, the guy saying that stuff, Crobat, something
like
that.
And I'm sure that he's, like, hates himself for that interview right
now.
Yeah,
I'm sure. And there are a couple interviews, like, in this little video that I watched that were him saying stuff like that.
Yeah.
But, like, I think when you just do a lot of interviews, some of that stuff just kind of comes out, and you go backstage, and you just go, fuck.
Yeah.
He posted a statement, like, the day before the game coming out about, like, he had an interview recently that was, like, about balancing hype, and he said, like, he kind of regretted the Colbert Report, but at the same time, he got so much hype and attention from it that, like, it fueled the team. But, he did regret.
But, you know, I feel like that sentiment alone, I want to have a conversation after this conversation. We're going to talk about our video, then we're going to talk about No Man's Sky.
Yeah, absolutely.
Keep talking.
Well, I was thinking, like, you know, this is a game developer who didn't expect this to blow up so much, and now he's on the Tonight or the Late Show, whatever. That's like, he's not ready for this. And yeah, I imagine being super nervous and just like,
Let's wrap up talking about our video then.
Okay.
The core of it is still the same. The core of the joke is you can name your planet stupid shit. Even before I saw, like, the ending punchline of the video, I named my first planet in No Man's Sky Gathering of the Juggalos 2024. I just started naming all the, like, animals on my planets after various kinds of dildos, so I think it's very universal, it's very true. Once all the current dorks who work at NASA die out and there's new people get hired, we're going to name this Planets and Stars cool shit, you know, out there. So
I like SeaWorld numbers. Misspelling? Fucking.
Oh,
That joke is perfect.
Hey, can we say about that? We wrote this video and it was like, he's going to find this planet and he's going to name it the perfect name and he's going to fuck it up. So he'll name it something like Slipknot Rules and, you know, he'll misspell like Slapknot or something. But when it came to naming like the perfect planet, we were like, Slipknot Rules is not the perfect planet name. Like, what is the most like self-righteous I need to make a statement.
Yeah.
I need to find a planet and let the world know my thoughts. And Rocco and I actually sat for a long time and tried a bunch of names. And I remember which one of us came up with it, but eventually it was just like, this guy is the type of guy who thinks, you know, he's like an online activist. So SeaWorld sucks, but he misspells it.
Yeah. God, that's so good.
SeaWorld
sucks. Oh, shit.
Yeah. So we'll leave the video up, even though it will not make, it'll never make sense as time and time goes on.
Every person
who watches it from now and be like, what the fuck?
This film is speculative science fiction, you know, when Kubrick made 2001.
Yeah. You know what, though? I feel like that goes to show, though, that there was an expectation that you would be able to interact with other people. Like, we are members of the general public, all our viewers. We weren't privy to any inside information.
Yeah.
We were going off what everybody else was going off of, and we too thought. that you would be able to interact online. So saying yeah, that, you, let's talk about the game
itself. Because you weren't following it super closely. You were gleaning information and kind of like half following the game. And you're like, oh, it's coming out soon. It's coming out soon.
Well, we looked it up. We were making the video, though. We did look it up.
It's unfair to say we weren't following it super closely. But like, because it's hard to follow a game super closely. We were trying to find as much information as we could on the game make this video.
This one in particular was super, like, under.
Well, they sealed it off because they were, you know, developed. Even as the game was coming out, they were putting out new patches. They were, you know.
We're going to talk No Man's Sky now.
They didn't send out review copies because I think Sony said, well, what you're going to get in a copy of the game before it comes out is not going to be the same game the day it comes out because there's a patch that comes out Monday and the game comes out Tuesday. And the patch changes, like, the beginning.
I
want to start by saying, because I want to talk about all this stuff. Basically, No Man's Sky has had a shit ton of hype all summer long, maybe even longer than all summer, probably all year. I would say it's the number one hyped game of the summer. It's Sony's number one hyped game, it is the number one marketed game on Steam right now. And I've heard, for Steam, it's their best-selling game of all time right now. Yeah. A lot of people are disappointed with the PlayStation version, saying that it didn't deliver what they expected, and even more people are disappointed with the PC version because they can't even get it to run on their PC.
Really?
I am one of those people who cannot get it to run on my PC. I am definitely disappointed that a game that is marketed on this level with so many... It was marketed like a AAA level game. Regardless of who made it, there was a lot of money put just into marketing it.
Sure.
It came out at full price, $60, and the fact that people have to go in and edit their registry on their computer to get a $60 game, the number one Sony game of the summer, to work on their PC, and they still can't get it to work, it's a disappointment. People are saying this might be the worst PC-released game of all time.
Well,
that's the situation right now. Let's talk about it.
Is Batman Arkham City or whatever out on PC yet, or is it still being... I can't remember.
Didn't they just bail on that?
Yeah, same thing happened with Arkham Knight. Same thing.
That's what it was.
Arkham Knight came out, couldn't run on most PCs. Like, people were, like, fledgling for a few weeks. Finally, Warner Brothers is like, all right, we fucked up. They refunded everybody.
Wow.
And then I think, like, a year later, they put the port out. Still kind of, like, it's still choppy. But yeah, they basically abandoned that. And so, I don't know what's going to happen with No Man's Sky. Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to say Arkham Knight's worse than No Man's Sky. But No Man's Sky is not off the hook yet. Who knows how bad it'll get.
I don't know. Like, I hadn't heard that people on PC could... I mean, again, it came out. It came out, like, two days ago. Yeah. And I didn't know people couldn't play it. I had no idea that you hadn't... been able to play it or whatever. Like, it's crazy to me that it got a release on PlayStation first, and then if you're on PC, you had to wait like 3 more days.
Yeah,
you had to
wait a couple days.
Sony picked up the marketing budget.
I think one of the top rated reviews on Steam that I saw was "No Man's PC can play this," which is pretty funny.
Yeah, someone
kind of accurate.
Someone in our chat has an awesome video card, and they're like, "This thing's charming."
Oh yeah, so it says, "Hey, you gotta have the minimum specs," but there are people well above the minimum specs who are like. It crashes on load, like it won't even load, and a lot of people are saying if it does load, the frame rate is super slow. Now, I know you can make the argument too, and Rocco and I talked about this on the phone when the game came out, because he's been playing it on PlayStation, and I've been waiting to play it on PC. It was made by a small team.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. There's like 15 people or something.
There's an amount of forgiveness that comes with that.
Mm-hmm. But, but at the same time, it's 2016.
Yep.
I'm tired of hearing that excuse. All the time, big games come out and they're fucking broken, and there's just an excuse. And I'm sorry, I don't want to hear excuses anymore. I just want a game to work.
I had a conversation recently with a couple of people who like had no idea it was going to be a $60 game. They're like, "Oh, yeah, I thought it was going to be like $30."
I feel like it should be at this point a $25 game.
Like, that's to me, that's nuts with the amount that you hear about it and with Sony backing it. At what point in that process did you think it was going to be a $30 game?
Good question or point, but let's say this. Does that argue that if a company markets a game as a $60 game, that it is a $60 game?
No, I don't think Doom was a $60 game. Like, I fucking love Doom.
Yeah.
But like, everything about this game screamed, it's going to be $60, and other than it was developed by 15 people.
But that was just the marketing.
And I agree. And there was a lot that went into it, and Sony put a lot of money into it.
Yeah.
And I agree it shouldn't be a $60 game, But at no point did I look at this and go, this is not going to be a $60
game. Yeah, but this is what I'm thinking. I have no problem that it's a $60
game. I don't think most games should be $60.
I have no problem that No Man's Sky is a $60 game. I actually paid the $60 to play it on Steam, but I ended up having to ask for a refund because it wasn't working.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
So to me, my problem is, if this is a $60 game, you need to make sure it works on every computer in the world. You need to treat it. If there's a 15-person team and you're spending however much money to market it, you need to spend some of that marketing money to send five extra people to that team, and they're in charge of optimizing the game.
100% agree. I think they should have spent a lot of that on getting people into that team to help them, again, what you're saying, optimize the game before it came out. And it's like, knowing that there's a patch that came out the day before that changed so much of that game, that's crazy. Yeah.
For everything that they're saying about this was a small team, and for all the problems of the people who can't play it on Steam, I think if you look, it said on day one there were like 200,000 people online playing it on Steam on that day. So 200,000 people, and they played they paid $60 a pop.
Holy shit.
You do the math. Like, there was a lot of money even in pre-sales. Like, they knew this was going to be one of the biggest games of the year.
Exactly. And that's why it's a $60 game. Hey man, I don't think Madden should be $60. I don't think a lot of games should be $60. Yeah. But are we willing to pay $60 for them? A lot of people are. And
it's
if I'm a company going, well, I could charge $60 for it, or I guess $30, maybe more people will buy it. Well, you have to have literally twice as many people buy it than would have bought it at $60. And there's no guarantee that that's going to be happening. So charge $60.
And then eventually it goes discounted to 30, and you get those people.
Yeah, I don't think most games are worth 60.
It should be a $25 game because it kind of reminds me of other games that I see on Steam that don't have the marketing.
I agree.
Of No Man's Sky that are like $25 games. Yeah. But again, I have no problem paying $60 for it.
It's a procedural.
I just wish I could play it.
It's like a procedurally generated world over and over.
It's a new idea.
It is. Well, it is a new idea, but it is a independent game. That I agree, if Sony didn't get on or whatever, it would have been a $25 game and it would have come out in 2019.
You know what's funny though is on Steam, there's always this thing on Steam like, oh, this game is $5, this game is $3. Mm-hmm. A $60 game? Whoa! But there are games on Steam that are like $120. There are $500 games on Steam.
Railroad simulation games.
Yeah, like,
so much money.
Yeah,
what?
So console games. Yeah. There is this argument of like console games. Games should not be $60, and that's true. But like in an open market on Steam, you'll find there are games that surpass that by far.
Now, okay, we talked about you can't play it, but Rocco has played it.
Yeah, who else has?
So, what do you guys think of the game?
Is it fun?
It's. Honestly, it has a lot of the ingredients that I don't like that are a problem for me, where you are every single thing. It's so funny. We talked about this in the office the other day. Every single thing is running out all the time.
Yeah.
And it's like suffocating to me. Everything I do is, let me use this gun to break open this rock. Your gun's running out. Oh, okay. Well, let me walk over here. Your oxygen's running out. All right. Well, I got more plutonium. Let me just jetpack over here. Your jetpack's running out. I know. Let me just... I fixed my engine. Perfect. You're out of fuel. Okay.
Funny thing, the day one patch, like, doubled all the inventory space, too.
Oh, really?
It was even worse, but pre-launch.
Oh, wow. But anyway, so, so it's got all that kind of stuff. It becomes less of a problem as it goes on. You know, you start to get the ball rolling, and you're... You know, I dealt with it, but I still don't really like that kind of thing. But what I'm enjoying the game for is honestly, like, just the exploring and finding weird shit has been a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. I don't think I'm really playing this or will play it, as a threaded narrative thing. I don't see myself playing it, honestly, even that much. But I like just turning it on, flying around, finding cool stuff. Oh, I found this thing. Well, maybe I will try to build this other thing. Okay. Kind of passively playing it. I'm enjoying it in that way, but I never had any hype for this game, and I knew it maybe wasn't going to be necessarily my type, so I'm enjoying that aspect of it, and it's fun for that. I'd be happier if I paid less, but I'm also not arguing that it's not worth $60. It's just, you know what I mean? Like, for the amount I'm going to play it, would have been nice maybe to pay a little less, but I'm enjoying it for that aspect, just kind of flying around and finding interesting stuff. I'm having fun, but that's about it.
Why is it rated T?
for teens.
I mean, you're shooting stuff. You know, you'll find creatures. You could shoot them and take stuff from. Yeah, it's not like it's not gory, but you're shooting stuff.
Kill anything in a game.
Yeah, generally, yeah. Fight any fighting game is tea. Yeah. You're beating.
But you can
beat.
You can feed. You can also feed it berries.
Do you have the box art? I'm curious. Literally, what the.
Yeah.
It's rated T for fantasy violence.
Yeah,
so
yeah that's it.
Fantasy violence. Hey, I'm real excited to play it. I hope they do figure out the optimization for
this. This game strikes me as a game that everyone, I think a lot of people bought into the hype. There's nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm. If you want to be excited for a game, that's really cool. And be, like, really excited for it. But this strikes me as, like, it's another crafting game. And it's in space.
It's mm-hmm.
And it's resource management. And mm-hmm. it's like, okay, we do that a lot. And this strikes me as a game that's smaller scale, that had a lot of hype around it, so people paid the 60 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are going to fall off. Give it a month.
When
Deus Ex comes out, when Final Fantasy comes out, a lot of people are going to fall off. Yeah. This is going to remain with a very, like, core, niche, hardcore group of people that are finding weird stuff and cool shit.
And there's two other games coming out that are just like this, too, in the next year.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I was going to say, like, the audience Eric was talking about in Sean Murray's, like, letter when he came out, he said, he made this game for that audience, and then Sony blew it up, and that's why he got stressed. But, yeah, he made it for that audience who, like, specifically want that. And, yeah, when I started playing the game, that's the kind of game I'm in the mood for. I'm so busy, I don't have time to play a story game, so something I can just chill out and, like...
And it's good for that.
Yeah.
It actually... I was surprised how much it accommodated just kind of turning it on for a minute and turning it off.
I think it's neat.
I kind of like that.
But I have Fallout.
Yeah,
I feel like everything I've seen of this game, every stream, every whatever that I've seen of this game is like the walking around and exploring stuff is like a more desolate Fallout.
Yeah.
The space battles in your ship are fucking rad. That's so cool. When, enemies are invading like this airspace and you have to like shoot them down. That's really cool. Like, that's really neat. Everything else in that game looks like, and I hate to... like be so reductive of it, but it looks like space Minecraft, and I know that
absolutely,
a lot of other people have said that, and then a lot of people have like refuted it, like no, it just has crafting elements. It looks like space Minecraft
but with good graphics.
Yes, and you can find what I thought was cool is finding the translations for like languages. So you talk to like these aliens, but you don't know what the fuck they're saying.
And
Until you find these words, and now it's like, interloper. Now you know the word for interloper. Now you know the word for warrior.
And you know what's going to be cool? Choose. Like No Man's Sky 2, when it comes out, and they have the same engine, but there's different kinds of planets, ringed planets, you know, whatever. Yeah. Kind of all the stuff people are saying is lacking from this one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm sure this is already a huge success. I'm sure there will be a sequel. I hope it's bigger and better, so.
It's absolutely what you said. And that kind of thing is, again, I knew going in, that's not really my thing. Mm-hmm. But I really have had fun just finding stuff that, ooh, no one's ever seen this.
Yeah.
I'm going to name this planet Scrote Bumps. You know, just goofing around.
Yeah.
It's neat. I wish, if I had paid $20, it'd be a little neater. But, for my interest, again, I'm not saying it's not worth it in general. But for my interest, I'm only really playing one degree of it, kind of,
It'll be cool to see how they patch in the future. So you mentioned, this game... It was, like, scheduled to come out in, like, June, and then, obviously they needed more time for it. It came out in August, which was a dry month, so that's why people were just clamoring to play new stuff.
Yeah.
So, like,
they were smart to put it out when they did.
A ton of more stuff's coming out. So No Man's Sky, when that got delayed, people freaked out. Like, the Kotaku people who, like, started spreading the rumors, hey, No Man's Sky might get delayed, they got death threats. Oh, you're lying, Yesterday, news broke out. Final Fantasy 15 is being delayed by 2 months.
Yeah.
Same exact thing. Yeah. Oh, Kotaku's just making it up. Blah, blah, blah. So Final Fantasy got delayed. So it'll be interesting to see, too, if that game works on
Is that confirmed?
It's, like, just developing. But, like, it's more and more resources are coming out.
Yeah. Well, all these retailers are saying it.
Yeah.
So it's true.
Yeah,
But
Deus Ex is coming out. Like, I can fucking wait for Final Fantasy. I have so much shit.
Until when? When is it being deleted?
November 30th. So just 2 more months. Yeah. Not a whole lot, but...
I mean, it's already taken about 11 years to develop.
so 2 months more,
it's like
dropped.
It's only another year, it doesn't matter. Anyway, hey, real quick, can we pause for 1 second?
Yeah.
I want to restart the stream just real fast, because something's just not working right. It's still giving me zero. I think I've had this happen before, where I just restart it, and it works better.
Okay. We're going to pause and
just real quick,
everybody.
Just real quick.
Hold the phone.
Can you hear me that?
Don't leave.
Yeah. It'll take 2 seconds.
Don't go nowhere.
2 seconds.
Or else you're busted.
Yeah, I had this happen before. It's like it just doesn't catch or something, you know?
Video clip saved. All right.
Nice.
Well, thank God.
How many fucking gigabytes of that do you have on your hard drive? Video clip.
I think it saves like the last 15 minutes.
It does. It's always
is that what it is?
Oh, loops.
Then you can choose.
No, I didn't want to do that. Oh, fuck. Okay.
Like you didn't want to do that.
I held the wrong button.
Sean, cut this part out.
No, I'll leave it in.
No, you
leave it in.
Like a time lapse.
Oh. Say, say racist stuff about Beckett.
Check out my brother.
Okay.
Fucking honky.
Yeah.
Fucking cool. Cracker.
Cracker baby.
Little cracker. Cracker. Little cracklet.
Oh, no.
Little mini cracker.
Okay. Yep.
Fucking cheese nip.
Little back on.
Bastard. Cheese nip. Oh.
Sorry.
Okay. Back on. Yeah, I'm snack food. Cheese nips are good. Better. I'm hungry.
We were saying about... What were we saying?
We were just talking about Final Fantasy getting delayed.
Final Fantasy may have been delayed.
But there you go.
Yeah. Hey, I'm looking for, you know, old school Final Fantasy fan, kind of fell away from the series.
Yeah.
But really liked what I saw, 15, really excited for it. I know a lot of people who've never even played it. Kevin, you never even played
Final
Fantasy.
Not a Final Fantasy fan whatsoever.
Yeah.
Me either.
I'm going to buy this game.
Really?
Yeah, this game is heavily action-based. Well, yeah.
I like the style of it. I really like... It's not... I want to say that time period, but it's not that time
What's
period.
What's the time period? I don't know anything about
Final
Fantasy
just, like, 18. It's just cool, like, country roads and stuff like that, and you're going camping, and they use the
Oh, is this the guys in the car?
Yeah, yeah. It's more like...
They use
like,
the Stand By Me song.
Yeah.
And well, that's all it is.
I love that, like...
They use that song.
Once that was in there, I'm like... Okay, and they're kind of saying that that's like a theme in the actual game and stuff, and I'm like, okay, I'm in.
You're four it's buddies, it's that yeah. time. It's like kind of out countryside, kind of driving through the countryside, but at the same time, there's like they find like it's like fantastic things that they're still like they'll still find like a weird dragon thing and like it's on the edge of like real and fantasy and whatever. It's but anyway,
you drive a BMW past a dragon.
Yeah,
for Fantasy 15.
It's like a J-Rock cover album.
Anyway, so excited for it. Whatever. It was coming out right at the crest of like a billion other things.
Yeah.
So I'm not really like October is so packed with stuff already that I was fine with it. So anyway,
let them take their time.
Looks like it. Looks like it maybe didn't work.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
Oh well. Hey, I heard that Ghostbusters is a huge failure.
Oh no!
You heard both the film and the video game.
Yeah, like it's a unanimous flop.
Yeah,
the studio made the game.
Yeah,
so there's a game
lost
that came out.
So much fucking money on Ghostbusters.
Yikes!
I almost said frick. I had to correct myself.
Shoot.
Oh, yeah, good. Good save. Had to be more edgy and badass.
Cool.
What were you gonna say?
Did anyone see it?
No.
Or play it?
Did you?
No. No one had interest.
I actually wanted to see it, but I said this about Suicide Squad too. Well, I want to see these bad movies until they come out, and then they come out, and it's like, well, it sucks, and it's expensive to see it, and
honestly,
it's 2 hours of shit.
We had that discussion the other day about we were gonna see Suicide Squad the other day, and then it came time. It was like, I mean, everyone hates it.
We know it's gonna be garbage. We know we're gonna hate
it. It's kind of like
the world knows we're gonna.
And
hate
and then I was kind of defending like no, let's go because that we can at least offer our 2 cents on the podcast. That's like
cool. That?
Another group of guys saying it sucks.
Say here. Let's say we saw it. It sucked.
All right. I summed it up on the last podcast.
Enough said.
I heard though that. The guys from D. Antwoord are going to, like, sue the director. He's like, yo, Joker, Jared Leto, that's Ninja.
Yeah.
They're like, you hung out with us? You stole our bit. And it's like, I see that. Okay.
Yeah, they talked some shit on social media after it came out.
Oh,
and then there were some scenes in the film that were very reticent of, like, their black and white art style over, like, a gallery
and somebody's
of clothing.
suing Suicide Squad because Jared Leto wasn't in it enough.
I heard that.
And they were like, there were scenes in the trailer that were not in the movie.
Same thing happened when Drive came out. Some fucking lady tried suing the creators of Drive because it wasn't, like, Fast and the Furious.
Yeah.
So,
fuck you.
I mean, I don't think that... I see where they're coming from.
Honestly, he's spent $10 on a ticket.
Yeah, but he didn't actually. He drove from Scotland to London because he was in the UK. So he spent, and he had to like pay
what
top dollar for altogether. He had to spend like $200 on his trip.
That's 100% his fault.
But it is. I understand though where he's coming from, which is that the same thing we were just talking about with this fucking video game. Marketing is ruining the world. It really is.
Don't believe it.
It's putting these thoughts in your head that are programming you to be unhappy and to be disappointed.
If you can't go see Suicide Squad and you spent $200 to see it and you didn't like it, so you're gonna sue the studio because you didn't like it? Like, that's so fucking stupid. He said stupid.
False advertising. Yeah. The Joker wasn't in it. Enough.
Oh, enough, but enough. Okay.
How much is enough?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, he said, I actually read about it.
How many minutes is enough?
It's legally? Not that there were enough minutes, but that there were scenes in the trailer that were not in the film.
Which is in so many fucking trailers.
Exactly.
It happens all the time.
But he basically viewed the trailer as a contract of like, this is like a menu, and that's you tell me what I'm going to get in my meal, yeah. Hey. And then you gave me my meal, and
so
it wasn't
when, there. So when this gets laughed out of court, we don't have to think about it ever.
He can come.
Hey, this is in the UK, so I don't know.
Oh, wait, yeah, you're not fucking Harry
court system. Yeah.
The 8 minutes that he was in the film, that was enough for me.
You're not going to sue anyone?
Was his shirt off during it?
Some scenes, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
Enough?
Yeah, enough for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I'm mad that his shirt wasn't off
I wanted
enough.
To say, though, about Ghostbusters being a huge flop.
Yeah.
It's lost a ton of money. I feel like maybe this is a symptom of reboots have gone too far. Because I understand the point of a reboot. You already know what this movie's about. The company doesn't have to pay money to market it to you. When you hear,
yeah, you already know it.
Hey, Ghostbusters is coming out. You know what you're getting with Ghostbusters. But then all the trailers came out with Ghostbusters, and it was like they were purposely hammering you with, except it's nothing like you thought you would get.
Yeah.
And over and over, it was like, yeah, we don't have to tell you what Ghostbusters is, but this is what it is. And everybody's like, well, that's not really like how I remember Ghostbusters.
Mm-hmm.
Lo and behold, nobody wanted to see the movie after all. And I feel like, is this what's happening with reboots? Like, they reboot a movie, but then they want to be original with it, but then people reject it because they don't like it.
And then a lot of times, like, what will happen in development is they'll have a screenplay ready to go, and then they'll slap on a title to it and then shift it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that, honestly, this movie probably would have done better if it wasn't called Ghostbusters, and they just stole the idea and called it something original.
So I talked to Garrett about this, going off what you're saying about marketing and everything. Do you know about 2018?
Are we offline? Are we still going?
Do you know about 2018 and
the year?
The movies that are coming out?
No.
Do you know about people referring to it as like the 2018 like movie apocalypse?
Oh my god.
Let me hear the list.
I can't wait.
To sum it up before I read the list,
okay.
There are too many movies coming, too many tentpole movies coming out one by one by one, week to week to week, not just over summer, the whole year. That there aren't enough people to spend money to go see them where everything's going to lose. There will be movies that make money. Everything's going to lose.
Singularity.
This is the moment. Oh my god, this is a good list.
Croods 2. Romeo and Juliet 2. The next Maze Runner. Bad Boys for Life, which is the new Bad Boys movie.
Bad Boys 3.
50 Shades of Freed.
You're going to have to go slower.
Wait, 50 Shades of what?
Freed. It's the next 50 Shades of Grey.
Is this the next thing, or the thing we already got again?
I thought it was like 50 Shades Grayer or something.
No, that's the second one.
Oh.
50 Shades of Free.
Okay.
Black Panther.
What's that?
Black Panther. Marvel, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Pacific Rim 2.
Wonderful.
Why?
Wreck-It Ralph 2.
Wonderful.
The Flash.
Hold on. Tomb Raider. Wait, you're going to... I need to...
No, hang on.
I'm going to give you...
Imagine being the American audience.
Hey, Derek.
Yeah. I want to give you a response to all these.
Derek, I need you to wait. I'm not through March yet.
We just hit February.
I'm about to hit April.
Okay. Just slow down. Go ahead. Ready Player One,
which is the new Spielberg movie.
Okay. All right. I heard about that. That one's going to be good.
Untitled Disney live-action fairy tale.
Whoa! Groundbreaking!
Hey, honestly, keep that title.
Avengers Infinity War. How to Train Your Dragon 3.
Oh, my God. Right.
That Han Solo...
That's a good title.
Toy Story 4.
What?
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
What?
Yeah. Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Is Andy an old
Ant-Man
man
and
now?
The Wasp.
Another Marvel.
Holy... Andy's a dad, and he gives his toys to his daughter.
Yeah.
Secret Life of Pets 2.
Fuck yeah.
The first one's in theaters now.
Yeah, it is.
Right now.
Aquaman.
They didn't even give me a chance to
Aquaman.
See the first one.
Yeah, it stars fucking Khal Drogo.
Flash and Aquaman in the same year.
Aquaman.
Aquaman is Khal Drogo.
Yeah.
I know that one.
Untitled Disney live-action film.
Okay.
Untitled Universal Event
Film. They already had a live-action fairy tale.
Scoob, which is a Scooby-Doo movie.
Oh my god.
What?
Okay.
What are we doing with Scooby-Doo?
That's Scooby-Doo 3.
Excuse me, I'm only in September.
Right. Okay.
Scoob.
Hotel Transylvania 3.
Oh my god.
Adam Sandler.
Sandler.
Untitled, Adam Sandler got to get...
Untitled DC Extended Universe Film. Jungle Book.
It's so good.
They another?
Wait, this is Jungle
Live
Book.
Action.
No, someone else is making one, aren't they?
Yeah. Hey.
What?
Hey.
Yes.
Yeah, hey. Rudyard Kipling.
Hey. How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Another Grinch
what
movie?
What the fuck?
Another reboot.
Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them.
Part Two.
Potter.
Yeah, it's gonna be two.
Okay.
Gigantic, which is a Disney hand-drawn.
Is that going to do better than BFG?
Animated Spider-Man.
That's a great title.
The last one that's listed here, Mary Poppins Returns.
Oh, yeah. They announced that.
2018 will have more movies than there are people that are going to go watch them.
Wow.
And like every year, I'm not going to see any of them.
Right?
Whoa. And then 2017 has a Lethal Weapon reboot, and then an all-female Ocean's 11.
Yeah, aren't they saying right now, like, the movie industry's suffering?
Well, that's what, like, Spielberg and Lucas said, like, 3 years ago, that it's going to implode.
Yeah, but
right
the
now
studios
it's,
now are saying, like, not enough people are seeing our
movies.
Yes,
correct.
No, yeah, yeah.
Correct. And cool. So, there's...
Well, that's the answer.
There's, like,
that's
a solution. There's, like, I think, like, Universal put, like, two tentpole, or no, Warner Brothers put, like, two tentpole movies, like, back-to-back weeks.
Wow. Well, you know, like, what's coming out in 2017 that's going to be fucking awesome and original and cool as hell? Mega 64 version 4.
Ooh,
yes.
Oh, yeah.
It's coming out summer of 2017. You know what? We haven't hit the Patreon goal yet.
We're so close.
We are within $500, right? It's that last little
hill.
Yep.
And then we're there. And I mean, we've got months and months and months away from that scheduled release date of the summer. I'm confident we are going to hit the Patreon goal before then.
Yes.
So, yeah, I want to plug that.
Patreon.com /Mega64.
Check out
Patreon.com.
Check out our Patreon. Oh, go ahead.
/Mega64. That's all.
Thank you. And, like I said, we said it last week. Everybody is signing up for our Patreon bundle, our rewards boxes that we're sending out. We're getting all the merchandise in. It's coming in right now. It looks awesome.
Yeah, it's coming out great. Tell you.
Honestly, we don't want to show it off too early. Mm-hmm. I'm going to reveal the cards.
What?
We don't want to show off the merchandise because we have a feeling it looks so cool. It will inspire people to sign up last minute.
Mm-hmm.
And then we won't have enough merchandise because we've already printed all.
I understand.
So we're going to announce a cutoff date right now. I mean, the cutoff date already passed, or should we?
Let's announce it. It was a week ago.
No. We were talking about it, and we were like, we were going to tweet it out. We've been busy. I don't know. Let's officially make a statement right now.
Go for it.
We should huddle up. What are we going to say? Yeah. Are people...
Sean looks like he knows exactly what's going on.
Garrett,
should we just cut it off right now? If you're already signed up, you're getting a package. Hmm. If you sign up after this podcast, you're getting the next package.
Maybe.
Or should we give them one more day?
You need to give them to... Because this comes out Tuesday.
Live business decisions happening on camera.
Damn.
To the end of the podcast.
The end of the podcast Tuesday?
Sorry, Tuesday.
You have till the end of the podcast
today. Hang on. This is on the podcast on Tuesday.
You know what? We're going to say, sorry, podcast on Tuesday. You have till midnight tonight.
This is insane.
If you want to sign up.
Get us the breaks here.
No. This isn't insane. This is real life. Okay?
Hang on.
Life doesn't
make you have until
people.
Midnight. Hey, fuck you.
Yeah.
Hey,
majority of our viewers.
Hey, if there's any Time Force Power Rangers, you can go back to.
You know
to,
what?
Yeah.
Everybody. The whole world lives in a bubble where you think everything's going to work out nice and neat and sweet for you. Uh-huh. We're here to say no.
Uh-huh.
Life is like a movie.
Sometimes,
and we are the James Bond villains, and you have this hard deadline of midnight tonight.
Sometimes
the laser's coming up.
You travel 200 miles to Suicide Squad, and you have to sue the studio because it sucks so bad.
Somebody said,
and let this be a lesson, watch our podcast live on Sundays.
That's true.
Yes.
True.
Hey, somebody asked, is the package merchandise exclusive to that?
What is the question?
The merchandise that you're getting as the special package.
Patreon merchandise is exclusive to Patreon.
That.
Yes.
You cannot get it in the store.
The only way to get it is through the Patreon, especially on this first one, because we want to thank you. It's the inaugural edition. So
if they're in on the ground floor, they should get the best.
Okay, yeah. These guys don't trust us. I see what's happening. They're thinking like,
yep,
these fucking Mega 64 guys, they're going to send me their overstock printed shitty shirts. I already have the Mega 64 logo shirt. I don't need it.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the case. All right.
It's exclusive.
We're doing beautiful, brand new merchandise. Nobody's ever seen the stuff that we're putting in these boxes. That's what we're saying. We don't want to show it off because we don't want to be like the Sonys of the world. We don't want to be like the Warner Brothers where we overhype it.
Yeah.
But it's going to be cool.
But get expectations way up.
I mean, to be fair, we are
three people.
We are hyping it.
Yeah.
But, if it's
Tuesday, yeah.
We're not sorry.
Again, and with a small crew here, it's just a couple man crew, so if it sucks and there's some glitches.
If it doesn't meet expectations, you know.
We're indie.
We're indie.
You're indie.
Midnight tonight, Sunday, August. What do you keep laughing at?
I'm just thinking about that.
I'm just looking at this camera.
Yeah.
Hey, if you're watching this on Tuesday, you missed the cut.
Sorry.
What if they're watching it like in 2018? Someone's going through the old YouTube videos.
Yeah, the movie industry's imploded, so they have no time but to do anything.
No, they're just
apocalypse.
They can check out Scoob.
If you're watching this in 2018, you know how badass our Patreon is. Yep. You already signed up.
And we probably already have the
package. I'm glad you like version 4.1.
That's right.
People are saying Pacific time? Yes, Pacific time.
Oh,
yes.
Fuck, I don't want to get in the time zone.
Speaking of, about 5 minutes left.
Speaking of rare opportunities, I also want to point out today is your last day, Sunday. So if you're watching this on Tuesday, once again, you are dead in the water.
This is my new favorite.
We have things on after
this
show, people.
This is so good.
No, this is, I want this people to know.
Okay.
Today's the last day. We offered over this weekend, you could get a free version one DVD set with any apparel order from shop.mega64.com.
Ooh.
Well, if you're watching this live on Sunday night, it's ending tonight at midnight. Over. It'll be over.
And again, if I'm
watching Tuesday?
Pray we don't alter the deal further.
We already said it.
Yeah. But anyway, tonight's your last night. Now on shop.mega64.com, you can get the Team 64 shirt. Uh-huh. It's finally released. That, we got neon shirts, are back in stock.
Boom.
A lot of people, you know, that shirt just never dies. Everyone loves the neon shirt, so that's back. And all kinds of items are available, and you get a prize for yourself. So go to shop.mega64.com, get yourself one today.
And we also have a sponsor, I should say.
We do.
Shop.mega64.com.
Do they want us to mention them? Oh, that's how sponsors work. Okay. Kickapoo. Go to drinkkickapoo.com because guess what? Kickapoo Joy Juice is the drink of choice. Now, we have Kickapoo at the office, but we're recording this at home.
Yeah.
We don't have any?
So, no. We got this shit water.
Get that out of here.
And
that's an ingredient in Kickapoo.
If you notice why we've been miserable and just shitty this whole podcast, yep. It's because we don't have the drink of choice.
You know what? And I'm going to say, Kickapoo is an official sponsor of the Rio Olympics.
Yeah.
They are.
Yep. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, you want to know why the pool's turning green?
It's because
all the swimmers are sweating out all the Kickapoo they're
drinking. Their eyes are burning when they go in the water.
The swimmers in Rio are drinking so much Kickapoo to fuel their gold medal dreams that it's coming out their pores.
Yeah.
That's Kickapoo in the pool. And that's a great endorsement.
What do you think that Ledecky girl swam so fast, broke that world record, and then second place was like 8 seconds behind her?
I know. She had some Malibu in her.
Katie Ledecky. ODs on Kickapoo before every race.
Oh, yeah.
And not only is that why she swims so fast, it has nothing to do with how weird she looks. That's an unrelated issue, but the Kickapoo actually makes it better.
Got her.
It helps her.
Take that, gold medalist.
Yeah.
Yeah, you 19-year-old, we fucking burned you.
I haven't seen this. There's a new swimmer who's smashing records.
I showed you.
Oh, you showed me on her phone.
Have you seen the video of her smashing the world record?
Yeah.
She fast.
As soon as she touches the wall, they start playing Smooth by Santana. And you get all the way to where Rob Thomas says, it's a hot one, before somebody touches the wall for second place.
That's
so long.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That is the measurement they should use for all world records.
First place.
The Santana Rob Thomas
smooth.
Test.
Yeah.
You know what? When I was a kid, I used to look at swimmers, and there was this thing called swimmer buff, and I'd be like, "Oh, swimmer buff! Like that's its own kind of like look and buffness." Yeah. But now that I'm like an older man, I just think swimmers look like weird top-heavy aliens.
It's because a swimmer's body is like mostly torso. Yeah,
it is just it is these two pectoral muscles inflated to here,
and it's
and then everything else is tiny and
triangle.
Sleek.
And you're real long. Your upper body's super long.
I don't think it looks healthy.
They kept showing this one guy, like Nathan Adrian, and it's like, oh yeah, he's good, whatever. And then they mentioned he's 6'7". Like, this isn't like,
woo!
I can't be that. Like, I can't be this kind of swimmer because that's not who I was built, you know.
There's a reason they're in the Olympics and we're
not. I used to think oh, that's a look. That's a good look. But now I was like, nah, you kind of look like...
You can have that look if you're normally proportioned. You just swim a lot. But like, if you're Michael Phelps...
Trying to get it,
I guess so.
Whatever this is.
Yeah.
Then suck it. It's gangly.
So anyway, go to drinkkickapoo.com and get a case of Kickapoo today.
Yeah.
Or go on Amazon.
It's a great sponsorship.
Or follow at drinkkickapoo on Twitter, oh, yeah, and you can know everything about swimmers and drinks.
Did you guys hear that four swimmers who won gold last night went up to go celebrate, and they got held up and guns pointed in their heads, and they got robbed.
Oh, in Rio? Uh-huh.
In Rio. Can you believe that?
It was Ryan Lupke or whatever?
No, it was Ryan Lochte.
That guy.
That guy's a fucking asshole. Yeah. Could have happened to a better guy, in my opinion. But, you know,
probably that's looks like he smokes, too.
They probably went out looking for Kickapoo because they drank it all.
It's true.
That's true.
If they had it in the room, they'd still be sitting with their gold medals.
Village went without Kickapoo.
Think about what you're going to lose when you don't have any Kickapoo.
Did they get their medals robbed or just their cash?
I just
don't think they wear them around their neck.
Oh, really? If I won an Olympic gold medal,
They stole their cash, but not their phones or credentials.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, they just stole their money in their wallets. That's it.
It's almost like they... Oh, weird.
Okay. Honor among thieves.
Pointing the gun at the guy.
The Thieves Guild is strong down there in Rio.
There's a rule about gold medalists. We gotta only take the cash.
I think the rest of the shit doesn't mean anything.
Probably. Yeah, we're
thinking about... Hey, guys, I stole these... credentials.
I get backstage to all this will be the
answer. I'm gonna track you with the phone, leave it.
Okay, no more Olympic shit. We got something serious to talk about. No, it's okay. What? I talked about Power Morphicon, it's fine.
He talked for Power Morphicon about 10 times as long as
it really was, to be fair, yeah.
Well,
I honestly have not even thought about playing No Man's Sky because of the Olympics. I'm like, my time is occupied with this. Oh, yeah.
Power Morphicon's every 2 years, Olympics is every 4 years.
Yeah.
So the Olympics is not as important.
Yeah, but there's kind of Olympics every two years. So.
Yeah.
Do you see the Puerto Rican girl who won the singles tennis?
Yeah.
It's the first female gold medalist from Puerto Rico, I think.
She's not even from Puerto Rico. Okay.
Oh, she's not?
She's an imposter. Wow. I know nothing about her, but I'm calling bullshit, all right? I want to see her Puerto Rican credentials.
Don't know why I believed you for
me neither.
Her interview. She doesn't even speak with a Spanish accent.
She doesn't. She has no accent.
Where is she really from, okay?
I'm afraid to ask. Go ahead, Rocco.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so, something sad has happened in the Mega 64 community. And it is happening, and we wanted to tell you guys about it because it's involving someone we care about a lot, and we wanted to give a little bit of a send-off. I'm talking like it's tragedy, but it's not, it's a good thing, but it's
bittersweet.
Sad.
It's bittersweet.
It's bittersweet,
yes.
Someone we love in the Mega 64 community
is dead. Figuratively.
To us.
To me.
Yeah.
Not really.
Yeah, just to us.
In a way.
Yeah, just in a way, we just aren't, we hate them now. No, that's not true. No, 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 no. No.
That was
joking.
A joke.
Whoa.
We're joking.
No.
Shit.
Okay.
Rewind it.
Someone we love in the Mega 64 community, our good friend Royce, has been doing highlights and clips and Royce's choices and all kinds of stuff for us every week for years and years and years and years.
He started on his own.
Was doing it on his own, and then we offered, you want to post that on our website? Sure, okay. And he's been doing it for years, is calling it quits, and this week will be the final Royce's Choices.
Wow.
This coming Friday.
Yeah.
Will be the final Royce's Choices. He's been doing it for years. The amount of work that he puts into all the stuff watching every single thing we have ever done and clipping out all these...
He's probably watching right now.
Highlights. He probably is.
Hello, Royce.
He's been doing that for so many years and
we want to say thank you.
Thank you so much.
And
I can't thank him possibly enough.
I don't think anybody could do it other than Royce because he was so dedicated.
Yeah.
That's why it became Royce's Choices because he really created
so good
it.
At it.
It was his baby. We wouldn't have done it if he wasn't there to provide
it,
the clips.
Ever.
Yeah.
So he was a special member of our team.
I can't even tell you how many times it came to edit the podcast and
there
was glitch in the audio and we didn't get any of it or the video didn't work, whatever. And I would email Roy, do you have anything? And he would send me the entire file. There are so many podcasts that would be wiped away from existence completely if it wasn't for Royce.
Yeah,
totally.
Honestly, he would do things that were beyond the Call of Duty
mm-hmm.
that no man on earth should do.
That's yeah. absolutely. Yeah.
Royce watched every minute of every stream that we let run.
MLK stuff.
We let MLK stuff run for days at a time.
I can't even fathom.
And he would set up shifts.
I forgot about that.
To monitor. Yeah.
That's slow torture.
To monitor nothing. We weren't even doing anything. And he was there. He was like the watchman on the wall. The warrior at the edge of time.
True.
Vigilant when all others failed. He was the last threshold.
And
he was watching.
People, I mean, we have like, Royce, what can we do for you? It's like, oh, you know, you don't need to do anything. It's like, he's doing so much work every week. You know, can I get a shirt? Is that okay? It's like, Royce, you can have whatever you want. Like, I just want to say that, like, seriously, he did it all out of the goodness of his heart.
Yeah.
Just thank you so much, Royce.
Yeah.
Thank you,
so,
Royce.
So much.
And if we continue to have highlights, I feel out of honor, they should still remain Royce's choices.
They will forever be named Royce's choices.
No matter who does them.
Yep.
Yeah.
Agreed.
They shall be Royce's choices.
So everyone out there watching this, if you've ever enjoyed what Royce has done or, you know, anything you've seen that he helped out with or whatever.
Or even if you ever watched a clip of ours on the internet, that was him. Yeah. So you did like him.
So everyone out there, be just if you have a Twitter, maybe tweet something at Royce tonight and just say thank you or
yeah, I think seriously, hashtag thank you Royce, honestly. Because
yeah. hashtag thank you Royce.
I just tweeted it. I just tweeted thank you Royce.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I think everyone, if you ever enjoyed it, I'm sure he would like that, just to hear something from you.
Yeah.
And
I don't think Royce is forever going away. He's still going to, like, watch our shit and maybe come to game days or whatever. Like, I think he may still be around, but I think he's just, you know, taking a step back.
The level that he was doing stuff at, like, no living person could go at that level forever. So,
yeah.
I mean, yeah, what we got, we were so lucky to have.
I've talked to people about this, like, I mean, I'm talking Game Grumps or the Behemoth or whatever, and talked about Royce in particular, and just, I mean, these people would kill for a fan like Royce. Like, people were, like, so jealous that we had a fan like Royce, because he does everything for us. Yeah. So, like, really, thank you.
Thank you, Royce!
Thank you.
So, thank you, Royce. This show is dedicated to you.
Royce, it's been noise!
He is the man. He will always be the man.
404,
he will always be number one. I like Lovable Bill, but Royce was always... Wow. I always bring up Lovable Bill because he was like the first viewer.
Seriously,
he was like one of the first viewers we ever had.
Patient Zero.
So he'll always have a special place to me. But Royce Royce isn't even the best human. He's superhuman.
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
well, with that memory on test, it's just too good.
Bionic.
Yeah. And he's got that Rod Serling swagger. Don't forget.
That's true. I'll never forget.
Don't forget the swagger.
Yeah.
And glasses like Neo.
That's true.
He does. He wears sunglasses well, like Neo.
But stronger than Neo.
That's true. Anyways,
thank you very much.
Anyway, so that's the, I mean, we're kind of at the end.
It feels like it went by so fast.
It did.
Save the best for last.
I've been watching
Royce,
so many movies.
He texted me today and said, it'd be a big tribute to me if you end it on time, is what he said to me. So.
No.
I respect Royce.
Yeah, fuck you.
To be fair, that doesn't sound like Royce.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure
he'd want this to go
your
for
wife.
4 days.
Yeah,
I don't think so.
Well, anyway, hopefully on a happier note, I just wanted to say real fast before we end, because we haven't talked about it, we are going to be at PAX West in Seattle, in beginning of September like 2nd through the whatever.
Three
I don't
weeks.
Know. You'll have all the infos online, but we'll be at PAX West. Usual thing, we have a booth there all weekend. We have a panel on, I think it's going to be Friday of the show, but we'll put all the official stuff out. We will be at PAX, but something we hadn't announced is we will have a booth at Long Beach Comic Con.
What?
That's also
mid-September.
Right.
Mid-September.
Damn.
That's right.
We'll have a booth there. We don't have a panel, and we don't even know who's going to be there quite yet, but there will be a booth there.
Yeah.
So that's if you're going to be at Long Beach Comic Con.
Yeah. I scoped it out last year.
Yeah.
It's a pretty cool convention.
Isn't that where the Anime Expo was? Like
2007?
Ago?
Long time ago.
Like, one of the first ones we went to?
It's a nice convention center.
Someone saw when they did that and went... I wonder if anyone could do something so perfect, and there now that's what this is.
Ah,
Long Beach is like the famous Anime Expo year, where it was like, is this happening?
Yeah.
Is this running? Like where entrances were like you couldn't leave.
Yeah.
Remember when you went, you could go into the exhibit hall, but you couldn't come out.
I tried to get my badge, but I was blacklisted. because of something that one of you guys did.
Oh, yeah! Derek had a toy whip.
That was the Peace Bondable convention where everything was like, had to be Peace Bondable.
Hey, that's the first cosplayers.
That's the first cosplayers.
First cosplayers.
Yeah, is that convention.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, we'll be back.
With real weapons.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Bringing all my toys. JK.
Anyway, so we'll be above those. So come see us if you get a chance. Lots of other stuff to come. Again, check out the Patreon, hopefully to hit that goal, because I'm ready to work on this kind of bigger thing. I'm really excited. I've had a real passion lately.
We are working on it.
And hey, I was also going to say, oh, yeah.
No, you say you're looking forward to working on it. We are working on it.
Yeah, but just all the time more.
Yeah.
All I mean. And I also wanted to say real quick, too, last week, you know, we changed some stuff with the podcast that we had some better chair. I like that so much more, sitting on those things and not the black entities that we had before.
Black leather monsters.
We're solving, we were working on some of the stuff. Some of the audio is a little weird.
What do you mean?
I go off on rants because this stuff pisses me the hell off.
He did.
But I want to say real fast.
I don't remember that. When I go
fucking crazy about that stuff and I start talking about we don't know what we're doing, I don't know what I'm doing. We have had so much help from Eric and Garrett and Kevin on the camera and all that stuff. So I want to give a thank you to them because they've been working nonstop on trying to get that all to work. What?
They're trying to cut this out.
Oh, yeah. No, but in all honesty, because I'm always talking about when I say like we don't have a professional crew working on this stuff, I just mean like we don't have a hired audio team from some fucking company doing this stuff for us. It's all of us.
You got Eric and Garrett.
But don't take that. Don't take that as even better. But don't take that as these guys aren't professional because these guys have been doing a really great job. And I didn't want to like talk that down or anything like that. So I want to give a shout out to these guys. You know, they're not as good as Royce, but they're pretty good, you know, so I want to get
out.
I mean, yeah. I think that's fair.
None of us last week.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Oh, that? No.
I don't think I acted bad. You just said I didn't hear that part.
Yeah, no, I'm waiting for it. Go ahead.
No, I don't remember saying anything else. But I just wanted to say
apology to
didn't speak out of school.
These guys tell me these guys are talking about me. I had a great time. I had a great time filming Final Fantasy. They tell me I was pissy during that. They tell me I had a go. I don't know what even is going on anymore. So all I can say is thank you.
I agree with that.
Yeah, I
100% agree with that. All I can say
is thank you to these guys and I don't know what he's talking about to this guy. So anyway,
I think it's time for a divorce. Good night.
Hell yeah.
Finally.
I just wanted to say thank you.
Fuck off. Next Wednesday, PPS audio is going to be perfect. Next Sunday, podcast audio is going to be perfect.
Sean, when you see this, cut it.
Oh, I cut a long time ago.
Okay.
Oh, fuck.